Let's go to God's Word for a few minutes. I'm going to try to have a series for you on the man Joseph in the Old Testament. Joseph. But I'd like to learn. I'd like to not just learn about him. I'd like to learn about me and what I can do and how I should be. And ultimately, I want to learn how to be more like Jesus Christ. And that's the goal. And I think you'll see that in my message today. It's called Steadfast, the new series. Steadfast. Say that with me. Steadfast. Stay in what? Through what? Staying steady through trouble. I mean, being steadfast when things are good, staying steady when everything's great. That's no big deal, okay? Got it? Yes or no? Oh, it's great. Look, I'm so steady. Yep. Shut up. We don't even want to hear it. But steadfast and steady is when things are hard, when you're hurting, when you have opposition. Will you still go? Will you still stay strong? And that's what I want to do in this series. I want us to be steadfast. And I actually put this this message together, the thoughts of it together, a couple of weeks ago. And I think with the events of, especially the death of Charlie Kirk, I think it's made a lot of people realize how unsteadfast they were. Y'all hear me or not? How I'm not standing for my faith. I'm not speaking about Christ. And I tell you what, if more and more and more people can stand for Christ and love the Lord and love people and share Christ with people and not mix it with mess. You know what I'm saying? I mean, really the true gospel that God loves you. He gave his son on a cross for you and there's no other way to heaven except through Jesus Christ. That's it, period. We need to be firm in that. And I think a lot of us are could use some help in being steadfast. Yes or no, amen. So that's my goal. That's what I want to do. That's what I want to be. And usually when you see messages here, they're my messages. What does that mean? That means, Gary might be struggling with being steadfast. Maybe Gary needs to be more steady. Yeah, and it is. This is for me. I want to be more steady with you. So let's see what we can learn in this series together. Today we're going to set the table. And not going to get into a lot of Joseph today, a little bit of overview, but then we're going to week after week for 2 or 3 weeks solid on Joseph. Every once in a while I'll tell you, you should memorize this verse. I say that. I don't know if any of you listen to me. But the Bible says if we hide God's word in our heart, we won't sin against him. The Bible says the entrance of your word gives light, L-I-G-H-T, in my dark world, okay? And so some verses, man, I mean, all verses are great, but there's some of them, man, you just need to memorize. And this is a couple of them right here. Would you say it with me? But thanks be to God, which gives us the what? The what? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. What is the victory that we have through Jesus Christ? The victory is, I will never perish. He died on the cross. He rose from the dead for my sin and for your sin. He paid the penalty of my sin. And I have put my faith and trust in him, and I will never perish. Do you understand that? Say. That is called victory. My name, your name, if you're a believer in Christ, has been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You will never perish. Jesus Christ is right now. Where is he? He's at the what? Right hand of God the Father, where he ever lives to make what? Intercession for you and for me. We have victory. Are y'all hearing me or not? I ain't going to hell. People say go to hell to me. I go, hell no. I can't go. I know that's terrible. I'll get bad mail on it. I'm sorry. But no, I can't. Ain't happening. Why? I'm saved. I've been born again. I put my faith in Jesus Christ. Not my works, not my church, not my looks, thank God. Jesus and him alone. Y'all hear me today? That's the gospel. Anything else is made up. Anything else is, the Bible is clear as crystal. Jesus Christ. For God so what? Loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the victory. Thanks be to God, which gives us the what? Victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So the question is, are you saved? Do you know if you died, you'd go to heaven? Is your faith in Jesus Christ, or is it in yourself? Or is it in your money that you give? Or is it in some catechism you took? Or is it in some other something, somewhere you doing? It's only Jesus. Did you hear me? Now, it doesn't matter what you, that's just your opinion. No, that's what the Bible says. See, I was a hell raiser. My opinion was stupid, okay? Now my brain now is hooked with this book. God, it say. And this is the only way to God the Father. Well, that's just what you say. No, that's what the Bible says. Now, if you don't argue with the Bible, you done picked the wrong church. Or maybe the right one. Because I love you. I want to help you. Amen. I don't want you to leave lost. I don't want you to go to hell. You hear me or not say? I want you to have the victory. Yes or no? Amen? So that's what we have. Thanks be to God, which gives us the what? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now here's our verse. Would you say it with me? Therefore what? Therefore what? Since I have the what? Victory through who? So therefore what? Since I have the what? Through who? My beloved brethren, say it out loud. Be you what? Be you what? Come on. I'm sick and y'all ain't even sick and I'm up here louder than you. My beloved brethren, be what? Steadfast. Why? Is that something I do because of my good works or what? No, I'm steadfast because of what? The victory I have in Jesus Christ. We're to be steadfast. We're to be, what's that next word? Unmovable, always abounding in the what? Work of the Lord, for as much as you know your labor is not what? In vain in the Lord. What a great verse. Yes or no? Is those two great verses? Thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, I'm to be what? Steadfast. Unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Because, man, your work in the Lord, that labor is not in vain in the Lord. And that's our series. That's where we're headed. Are y'all going to sleep on me yet? I know some of you, when I holler, I give you a headache. I saw you. You were like, oh, man. But guess what? That's what I do for a living. I holler. Amen. Come on. Here we go. What's that word steadfast mean? I've told the earlier crowd, I've told you before, I still preach and study out of a black Bible. I'm an old-fashioned fella. Okay? And it don't need to be black. I'm just saying I like that old black Bible. And mine's a big one. Mine is lethal. I mean, I could actually hurt you with this Bible if I hit you with it, okay? But it's an old King James Bible. A lot of people have different translations. I like the old King James. That's what I use. Lines up with my old-fashionedness. But you know what else I use? I use a Webster's Dictionary. And so I looked at it. What's that word steadfast mean? If we're going to have a series on steadfast, I think we're going to figure out what that word means. How about you? Are y'all feeling okay with me so far? What's steadfast mean? What is it steadfast to be a steadfast Christian? Steadfast because you have the victory in Christ. We've already admitted, a lot of us have realized, we haven't been very steadfast, some of us. Yes or no, amen. And all of us can be more steadfast, wouldn't you agree? So what does it mean? Here's what it means. Firm. Doesn't mean unkind. No. But it means you're firm. I'm firm that Jesus Christ is the only way to God the Father. I'm not going to sit around and talk all day with you about all these other ways to go to heaven. Now, I'll chat with you. I'll try to love on you and help you. But there is no other way to heaven except Jesus Christ. Period. You hear me or not? Well, what about all these other religions? Dead ends. Call me unkind. I'm not trying to be unkind. I'm remaining steadfast. As my world changes all around me, and every which way you can get to heaven, you can do whatever you want to do, whatever. God has called me to remain steadfast. Amen or oh me. You hear me or not? He's called you to be that as well. So the word means firm. It means loyal. Loyal. So let me check this out. So you mean I have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm to be steadfast. Yeah, I'm to be loyal to Jesus. Do you hear me? I'm to be loyal to Jesus Christ. You're to be loyal to Jesus Christ. Are you being loyal to Jesus Christ? Do you believe in Him? Do you sell Him out? When somebody says, yeah, no, there's other ways to get to heaven. You know, yeah, okay, I'm sure. Yeah. Are you steadfast? Are you loyal to Jesus Christ? That's what the word means. Say that word with me. What's that word over here? Determined. These are cuss words in some people's houses. Firm, loyal, that's bad. Determined. No, these are good words. Yes and no, amen. To be determined. It means to be determined in your belief. Your belief ought to matter. Heaven and hell, they're real places, and you're going to one of them. Your belief matters. Yes or no? Be steadfast in your belief. Your purpose. He's called me to live for Him, to love other people, to share the gospel with people. Not just me. He's called you to be that. This is our commission. And then we're determined in belief and purpose, but in our what? Commitment to Christ. That's what steadfast means. Am I boring you? Is this too hard? Got up and the man's making me go to work. Well, work for the night's coming when no man can work. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says that you know, the day is far spent. The night is at hand. You hear me? Are these the last days? I don't know, but I know they're your last days and my last days. You hear me? I know I need to be steadfast. The word means unwavering. Is that a good word? Yes or no? Unwavering. Is that a good word? Okay, unwavering. That's what steadfast means. Unwavering. What else does it mean? It means dependable. Can Jesus Christ depend on you? Can He depend on you to stand for Him? To share your testimony, how you received Christ. Can you do that? Can He count on you? That's what steadfast is. Y'all hear me or not? Okay, you can do it. You can do it because of the what? That you have through who? You can be steadfast. You can do this. This is our calling. This is what God has called us to do. And here's the word. Here's what steadfast means to me, because I'm a country boy. Steadfast means to me is being what? Steady. I've had problems in my life. I've had problems in ministry. Sometimes I don't feel that great. But I want it to be said of me that he was steady. Clark was steady. Now, he was a nut. A little weird. But he was steady. Wouldn't that be a nice thing to be said about you? Yes or no? That's what I want to be in my faith. That's what God's called us to be. Steady. So then that begs the question, what's the word steady mean? Does it mean something different? Let's look at steady right quick. I mean, I had a good time with all the definitions, didn't I? It means firmly fixed. Is your faith firmly fixed in Jesus? Yes or no? Firmly. People come to fellowship. I don't know what y'all think when y'all come here or when you first found me. If you thought, like, we'll go to that big church, you know. Maybe you thought you were coming to La La Land. I didn't know. Churches today, you never know. And I'm sure some of them left when they found out, boy, that guy believes the Bible. That's what I want to do. You hear me or not? We don't believe the Bible by accident here. We are firmly fixed on it. Yes or no, amen? That's because that's what we're supposed to be. That's what steadfast looks like. We don't bring Newsweek and other books in here and we're going to talk about the Word of the living God. Amen. Steady. Firmly fixed. What else? Regular. That's steady. Can somebody look at you and go, you know what? They're just who they are. I met them and they're who they are. They don't change with the wind. They're not up and down like a I watch my language. Like a yo-yo. I got you, Chris. Here we go. Regular. What else? Steady. Help me. Help me. Help me. Means continuous. That's what steady. Steady ain't like, look at me. I'm for Jesus. And then you take the big, long break. No, it means, you know, I'm walking this life. I'm living this life. I'm living the life of the Lord. God's in my life. Not perfect. Not perfect. And when I screw it up, I get right with Him. Amen. Say. Continuous. What else? Ooh. Being steady means without what? Shaking. Are you a shaky Christian? Don't know what you believe. You're in and out. God wants you to be steady. He's steady. He's right now praying for you at the right hand of God the Father. It's finished. The cross has been done. The resurrection's done. It's your turn now. You see what I'm saying? You can do this. You have to be shaky. Changing all the time. Up, down, left, right, whatever. No. Fluctuating. Okay? So, without that. That's what steady means. We're almost done, aren't we, Rod? You're killing me. You know what steady means? I have trouble with this one. Someone what? How many thinks when things happen bad that I'm very calm? Kim, are you here? Am I the worst? Absolutely, she said. I mean, if there's a crisis, should they call me or not? Never. No. You know, but that this word steady, when it talks about calm, you know what? I am calm when it comes to being steadfast in the fact that Jesus has won the victory. Even though I might stress out over other things in life and pop a cork, that actually is the most peaceful thing in my life, is that I'm saved. I never wrestle with it. I don't toss in my bed and wonder, what's up, am I going to go to hell? It's just not even something that I worry about. Because I have, you might know this first, I have the peace of who? God that passes all what? And it will keep your what? Heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. See, that's what steady looks like. Is your faith firmly fixed? If today He calls you home, would you be able to say, I'm ready because You have me. I'm saved. I'm safe. It's okay. I mean, as long as You need me here, I'm here. But if You call me home, I'm ready. You hear me? That's what steady looks like. I'm taking a little more time than I thought with this, but I think it's important. Resolute. Resolute. Are you resolute in the victory that you have in Christ? Are you resolute? Or you got to, oh my gosh, I got to do some more praying. I got to do some more penance. I got to give more money to church. You know, somehow if I do that, I'll get in. Are you resolute in what He's done? That's enough. Yes or no? Steady. Somebody who's what? Dependable. Again, can Jesus Christ depend on you? In your family? In your workplace? When you're called upon? When opportunity allows itself for you to share your faith in Jesus Christ? Can He count on you? Yes or no, amen. So, I know that might put some of you in an uneasy spot, but that's the whole point of a message. We want to try to get you to being more firm for the Lord. Amen? Amen. Tom, are you more firm for the Lord? You find yourself more steady for Christ than you were years ago? Is there a massive difference? And that's where we're going. Don't mean we've arrived yet, does it, buddy? But can you see good fruit, good product that God's working in your life? He's still working on you, but He's using you, isn't He? Do you feel it? Do you see it? I can see it in you, buddy. I can see what God's doing. And I'm proud of you, man. And we all may be on a little different journey here. I can see it in you. You hear me? And sometimes we can't see it in ourselves. Because we really put ourselves down. You know what I mean? Because we've been there through all the crap, ain't we? With us. But the bottom line is, I see you and I'm proud of you. And God has called you to be steady. He'll take you places you've never dreamed. You'll touch lives you could never imagine. You will actually, I cannot believe this. But that's what happens when we're steadfast for the Lord. Amen? Keep looking. Now, I know I'm getting a little boring. I feel like I'm boring you, and because I'm boring myself a little. So here we go. There's a guy in the Bible who was steady, and his name was Joseph. And we're going to see that in just a minute. His name was Joseph. That guy right there, he was steady. No matter what they threw at him, he was steady. It was incredible. And we're going to go over his life, and we're going to look at it. This guy was nuts. I mean, how do you maintain with all the mess that was thrown at him? And so the title of my message is just a brief intro today is, I am Joseph. You know who Joseph was? He was an average Joe. How many in this building today, your name is Joe? Can I see your hand? Joe. Any Joes today? Any Joes? He used an average Joe, and he'll use you. My name's Gary from Rockingham. He's used me. You know, here's another average name, Charlie. How many Charles or Charlies do we have, or Chucks do we have? Can I see your hand? Just an average name. He uses average people, like Charlie Kirk. He was saved when he was 10 years old in a Christian school. He heard that Christ loved him. He died on the cross. He rose from the dead. There's no other way to get to heaven. He put his faith in Jesus Christ. 18 years old, he founded something called Turning Point. I don't know as much about it as a lot of other people would know about it, but I know it affected a lot of college kids and a lot of high school kids. And I read one this morning. It was from a mother. It was from a mother who said, basically, I was a lousy mother. I was not a good mother. I was not a good mother to my child. And I'm sorry for that, she says. But she says, little did I know, my son had listened to this man named Charlie Kirk. And he had introduced him to Jesus Christ. And my son got a Bible and started reading the Bible. Not because of me. She said, no, I failed my son. But he started reading his Bible. He became a Christian. My son is a wonderful young man. Wears his cross all the time around his neck. Okay? God can use regular people. Regular Joes, regular Charlies, regular Garys, regular Susans, regular Barbaras. That's all he has to work with is regular folk. You hear me or not? Because the ones that are arrogant, nobody can stand them. Amen. We're to be humble. And he can use us. So that can be you, man. So the title is, I am Joseph. And as I started looking at Joseph's life, and I think about it, I'm telling you, he and me have a lot in common. And I think you're going to find in this series that you and him have a lot in common too. And you can do great things for God. Here's what Psalm says about Joseph. Now this isn't all the scripture. This is just a little tiny bit. He sent a man before them, even who? Who was sold for a servant or for a slave. That's true, he was. Whose feet they hurt. They bound him up with fetters around his feet. He was laid in iron until the time that his word came. The word of the Lord tried him. The king sent and loosed Joseph. He's in prison. Even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. He made him Lord. You mean this king made Joseph Lord of his house and ruler of all his substance. Is that true? Is that in the story of Joseph? Yes, it is. To bind his princes at his pleasure. He was second in command and teaches senators wisdom. That's just a little bit about Joseph right there that we see from the book of Psalms. Joseph, man, what a thing that God did with this man's life. And I want to look at it over the next couple of weeks. Keep pushing me, Raj. Here's my gist of this message today. As we do this series on Joseph, I'm not wanting us to follow Joseph. I'm not wanting to be like Joseph. Be like Joseph. I'll be like Joseph. Be like Joseph. Honestly, if Charlie Kirk did good things and he did, we shouldn't be like, I'll be like Charlie. I'll be like Charlie. Charlie wouldn't want that. anything he was, he would want that credit to go to Jesus Christ. And that's the whole goal. Charlie was screwed up. Gary screwed up. You're screwed up. The only one that ain't, that's holy, 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 is Jesus Christ. And he's our goal. And so when we do this study of Joseph, it's not that I want us to be, we're going to be like Joseph. No, I want you to see that since God used Joseph, he can use you. We're all Josephs. And you're going to see we have so many similarities. And the goal is to be like Jesus. And that's what he was. Look at what 1 Peter says. For even hereunto were you called, you and me, because Christ suffered for us. What's that word? He what for us? He suffered for us, leaving us a what? That we should follow in his what? Well, if he suffered, that means that I'm going to follow in his steps. That means I'm going to what? Suffer. Now, he did no sin. That's the difference between you and him and me and him. Neither was guile found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled, Jesus didn't revile again. When he suffered, he didn't threaten back, did he? But he committed himself to him that judges righteously. Who, Jesus, his own self, he bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins. Now, you and me, we should what? We should live unto righteousness by whose stripes we've been healed, or who we've been saved. Because of his death, we're saved. For you were sheep going astray. Boy, was that ever me.